Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. And focus here today is Imbolc, also known as St. Bridget's Day, which just by the name's sake is very, very special to me. In English, my name is pronounced Bridget very often. And so there is that name correlation that makes this day even more special for me. But it's really the whole concept of celebrating once again the fire, the warmth of the fire in the midst of the darker days of the winter months. And so we are gathering here now tonight to bring this forth to all of you. And we are so grateful for your interest and your willingness to join us and to listen to this at any time. Because honestly, even though this is dedicated to Imbolc, one of the old pagan celebrations of, in a way, of spring already. It's an early celebration of spring before Easter, before the spring equinox. It's the first celebration that already heralds the new beginning of spring, of the green coming out. Even so, most of the time it's very cold still and the grounds are covered with snow, but the days are getting longer. And it's something that we can certainly celebrate at any point in time in our lives. So often we experience on some level the dark night of the soul or some kind of challenges and adversities in our life. And so Imbolc reminds us that the light, the fire, the divine essence within us is ever present. It really simply asks us to refocus, to step away from the outer, to calm ourselves, to listen, to be still, and to witness the divine light within us in its own unique way. So we are really excited to do this. Mike is with me here. And before we start, and I channel through St. Bridget for the journey, we would like to just mention our websites again and what we offer, because we do that every time. So I am handing this over to Mike now. Hey, Mike.
Hey. All right. Well, if you want to go to Brigitte's website to see everything that she offers, it's www.lightbridge101.com. So then you can get information on the individual sessions that she offers. And sometimes we do some expos and all sorts of different things. There's a YouTube channel with some videos that we're putting on there. There's links to that. My website that has all my music that's there to be able to download and different classes and things we've done over the years. That's www.mikesnydercc.com. So, you know, feel free to check it out over there too.
Do you want to tell everybody a little bit about the upcoming expo, when that is, how they can find some information?
Yeah, if you go to heartofonenessholisticexpo.com, that's out in Edison, New Jersey. That's coming up
March 4th, 5th, and 6th, I think it is. That weekend, yeah.
Okay.
It's either 4th, 5th, 6th, or 5th, 6th, 7th, but it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah. So Brigitte is going to have a booth out there offering her sessions. Maybe you want to tell them a little bit about your sessions.
Yeah, they're a mixture of channeled reading, healing, activations, and they certainly are so helpful at this time of being in the year of transformation, where so much is coming up to the surface again, to be revisited, to be released. So it's a little bit of a comfort session that you receive with words from the masters and the divine angelic kingdom to empower you, to assist you, to guide you, but also some healing and activations that will support you and strengthen you to continue on your path of enlightenment. So I can only recommend it. I believe my boost number is 722. And Mike is definitely going to be there too to support everything. So you will see him there too. And we would love to have you all coming. And there will be many other vendors, amazing vendors. For us, it's always a little bit like a family reunion because there's so many amazing people there. So you can't go wrong with just walking through the expo and the two facilitators, Karen and Matt Riley, that are offering this. They're amazing. They're just pure love. And that is the vibration that you can truly feel throughout the whole expo. So again, just join and feel the love that everyone has to share there for those who come and visit. So with that being said, in my lovely German accent, we are going to start right away. And as always, just allow yourself to sit, to receive, to close your eyes. This is an inner journey. This is an empowerment. This is going to strengthen the light within in the middle of the darker months of the winter months. And connect with your spirit guides and just allow yourself to receive. And we will start with the first piece of music that is focused on your heart center to already open up your heart further to receive. And once that's done, then St. Bridget will talk to you directly. Greetings, my beloved daughters and sons of the light, of the divine, of the great spirit of all that is. I am Saint Bridget, and I come to you with so much love and gratitude for your willingness to hold the fire of light, of the divine, of empowerment within your heart for the benefit of humanity, for the benefit of all those who seem to be lost, confused, afraid, misguided. You truly are beacons of love and hope. And Imbolc is a very special time. Almost halfway through the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere, you're reminded of the fire within you that helps you through the even darkest times. And we all know, we members of the Hierarchy of Light, we know that for some of you, this year already started with a certain level of adversity, looking at some of your shadow sides, feeling certain levels of fear, despair, anxiety. And yet, I am here with you to support you out of the darkness into the light yet again. Imbolc is the first celebration of spring, the promise that out of the darkness a light is born yet again, the promise of new life, new expressions of self, breaking through the limitations of the past to blossom yet again, to show new colors and a new fragrance out into the world. And you do the same every year. You go through a process where you experience the darkness. You go within. You experience certain levels of limitations. Only then to move beyond this darkness, out into the light yet again. It is the sacred rhythm of life. It is the in-breath and out-breath of God, the ebb and flow. And so I'm here to remind you of the fire that is within you and that cannot be destroyed or diminished, no matter what is happening around you. You might forget about this fire. You might think it's not there, but that's not true. So together we are going on to a little journey right now. I want you to take a couple of breaths deeply in and out of yourself. As you breathe in, feel yourself expand. And as you breathe out, let go of the past. Allow the outer to dissolve. Enter the silence of your inner self, your sacred temple. You truly are the most sacred aspect of creation. You are the physical embodiment of divinity. And regardless of how many shortcomings you believe you have, it doesn't change the fact that you are an aspect of the divine. It is in these times where the outer dissolves when you don't let the darkness, the stillness frighten you, but instead when you allow it to become a pass into the sacredness of your inner self, a journey that takes you deepest and beyond all your limitations, beyond all the sadness, the wounds, the hatred, the anger, the loneliness, the devastations, all of that you can leave behind as you let yourself fall deeper and deeper into your heart center. Letting yourself be guided by the magnetic pull of the fire within, the radiant light that gives you warmth, that gives you promise of a new beginning, the promise of a new experience of self. And you might experience the darkness that is leading you to that fire in many different ways, but I want you to envision to be the journeyman, the wanderer through a path in the woods. It is nighttime. It is cold. There's snow on the ground. There's a brilliant moon and stars in the sky. And because of the radiant moon, you can see even though it's dark. And you walk on this path, you feel the crunch of snow under your feet. And there's a sacredness, the stillness. And yet, even in the stillness, you might hear the hoot of an owl or a deer running away in the dark. You're never fully alone. And in the distance, you can see a light. And as you draw closer to the light, you recognize that there's a big bonfire. And around this bonfire, there are many that are awaiting you. Some are druids, some are ascended masters, some are angelic origin, and some even galactic origin. And they want to celebrate you on this night of Imbolc. The fire is warming you up. The fire is reaching out to you. It wants you to be purified for the spring to come. And the flames don't hurt. You can feel that all the fire wants to do is free you further from that what no longer serves you. And everyone present is holding the space for you, knowing the significance of who you are and why you are here on Earth at this time, to be a healer, to be a guide. So enter the fire of transformation. Let the fire now change you, realign you in a new way with your divine I Am. Let that fire burn you free and remind you that within the darkness there is a great light, and that light is you. You are free. And as the fire recedes, you find yourself in an ancient temple. You're no longer in the dark woods, but you're in the temple of the light, where I'm awaiting you. You've had a long journey, my friends, and we know that. And there are times where you are so exhausted. And you feel that there's still such a way for you to go. The truth is that within the sacredness of who you are on earth, you have purpose. You play a role assisting in the awakening of humanity. And I'm here to support you. And so I will now infuse the vibration, the essence, the pure frequency of divine love into you. So we're activating ancient light codes in your heart. Because it is this love that nurtures the fire to not burn and destroy, but to bring warmth and illumination and nurturing to the world as well. So as I am now weaving light around you and activating ancient light codings within your soul, as well as your physical self, allow yourself to expand into that light that is spirit, that is your divine I am, that is vast and all-encompassing. And allow yourself for one moment to connect with all the other lights around the world, all the other divine I ams, creating a beautiful gridwork, network of light around the earth. You are part of a sacred community of light. And your divine purpose is to anchor love and light on earth. Let that take place now. I will now touch you on your forehead, and everything dissolves around you yet again until you find yourself back in your physical body, back in the here and now. But now that the light codings have been activated, just focus on the vibration of love. And I want you to take the next few weeks, so the rest of the winter months, take time to go into your inner stillness and sit by your inner fire. And let the poetry of the divine speak to you and through you out into the world. There truly is magic that can happen while you take the time to be in that inner stillness, while you hear the crackling of your own inner fire, burning away anything that no longer serves you. 2023 truly is a year of transformation. And that fire within you is going to give you the strength and the courage to make it happen. Don't be afraid to let go. Don't be afraid to also be in free fall. And what I mean with that is to be willing to let go of control, to be willing to let go of the need to know, to truly allow your divine I am to guide you and direct you in ways that you can never even envision possible at times. Allowing miracles to happen. You do not know the whole plan, and you're not supposed to. Your real job is to let go and let God, to allow your divine essence to flow through you out into the world, and to simply be present each moment, and to choose love over fear, and to release judgment for the times that you weren't able to do that. It is a process. Be gentle and kind with yourself. It is with great pleasure and a great honor to continue to guide you throughout the year as well as on your path of enlightenment. Call on me at any time. I am St. Bridget, and I'm here to serve you when you need it the most. Blessings to you, and it is so.
All right. Well, what a great show. So thank you, Brigitte.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for everybody listening and joining us here tonight, or whenever you're listening to it anyway. And yeah, I hope you have some, you're making it through the rest of the winter months safely. Hope to see you at the expo in Edison, New Jersey. In the beginning of March 5th, 6th, and 7th, or 4th, 5th, and 6th, whatever that weekend is. And yeah, stay tuned. We are not really, well, probably the next radio show will be for the spring equinox. So until then, sending you so much love and take good care of yourself.
All right. Peace and blessings, everyone.
Peace out.